Welcome to the BBB National Programs Podcast, The Bistro, where we will discuss today's hottest consumer trends, predict the future with consumer experts, and learn how elite businesses and entrepreneurs continue to push the envelope to meet and shape your needs as a consumer in the marketplace.
Hello and welcome to the Bistro Podcast for the Better Business Bureau. I'm Elena Spinola. Today, we're going to discuss the marketplace challenges that military families face as a unique consumer demographic and how businesses and organizations like the Better Business Bureau help to protect military consumers. Joining us to shed light on this topic and share findings from a new military risk report is Melissa Bittner, Program Manager for BBB Military Line, and Steve Lepper, retired United States Air Force Major General and President and Chief Executive Officer for the Association of Military Banks of America. Thank you both for joining us for this very timely conversation on the heels of Military Consumer Protection Month.
Thanks so much for having us.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Yes, well, we appreciate you being here. And Melissa, why don't you start? Tell us about the BBB Institute for Marketplace Trust and about BBB Military Line.
Absolutely. Happy to. So the BBB Institute for Marketplace Trust is the educational foundation of the Better Business Bureau. And BBB Military Line was one of the very first consumer protection programs we ever created back in 2004. So the mission of BBB Military Line is to help service members, veterans, and their families protect their assets, plan for the future, and prosper in a trusted marketplace. BBBs across the United States and Canada offer financial readiness workshops to military consumers, both on and off military installations, and participate in local community events and coalitions that support veterans and military families. Our goal is to also connect military consumers with some of the great resources that BBB provides to consumers at no cost, including BBB business profiles and BBB scam tracker. And you can find a lot of really great resources specifically for military consumers at bbb.org/military, including the sign-up form for our military consumer e-newsletter, BBB Saluting Trust.
Excellent. Well, I hope people do go and sign up for that newsletter and check out all the other free resources. Thank you for sharing that. Steve, can you tell us about AMBA and the role of military banks?
Sure. First, let me define military banks. The traditional definition included banks that are on military installations and serve the military community stationed there. But over the last several years, we've tried to expand that definition to include any bank in the United States that has as part of its mission to serve the military and veteran communities in and around where they operate. Our organization, AMBA, was started in 1959, so we're celebrating our 60th anniversary this year. And we were started by a group of military bankers who wanted to compare notes and to share experiences in providing financial services and education to the military communities. And so we remain to this day an organization that consists of banks that want to serve the military, that want to serve veterans and their families, and that have as a common mission providing financial services and education to those communities.
Great. Well, congratulations on your 60th year anniversary, and that's a great mission and a great goal. Can you tell us about the partnership between BBB Institute and AMBA? Tell us how it began and how you've been able to work together on the Military Consumer and Marketplace Trust Report.
Sure. We partner and collaborate with a number of government agencies and organizations, including the Association of Military Banks of America. And for years, we've shared our scam and business complaint data in our outreach presentations and also with government agencies like the Federal Trade Commission and CFPB. But this is really the first time that we've taken the opportunity to compare the data that we have side by side between business complaints and scam reports, see the trends, and then also make that information much more public. And we've been building up more awareness about BBB Scam Tracker and publishing an annual risk report. And through that process, we've realized there's so much more that we can offer to make sure that our partners that serve military families, as well as veterans and military service members directly, know how to protect themselves in the marketplace. And so the timing for this report was just absolutely perfect. Steve and AMBA were really behind us 100% of the way because their members, these military banks, really value and appreciate the need for a trustworthy marketplace, especially within the military community.
Well, the Association of Military Banks has also had a long history of associating itself with veteran and military service organizations that focus on the financial and other well-being of military families and veterans. And so our alignment with BBB Institute was really a great fit. Personally, I am on the board of directors of the BBB Institute, and so in my association in that capacity, and also in my day job as the CEO of AMBA, I knew that BBBI could bring to the issue of military consumer protection all of the resources and the experience that not only they as an organization have, but that they have in their field organization throughout the United States. When Melissa and Mel Trumpauer, who runs BBB and Military Line, talked to us a little bit about how we might actually use a lot of the data that they have to focus on the consumer risks facing military families, I thought it was a great idea. And so as an organization that prides itself on financial institutions that provide regulated and reliable financial services to that community, we thought it would be a great fit for us to partner with them to talk a little bit about some of the threats that lead military families into financial situations where they need to be rescued.
Sure, sure. Well, it does sound like a great fit, and it sounds like it's been a great partnership. And speaking of some of those risks and challenges, can you share some of the key findings and takeaways from the report?
Absolutely. So more than 28,000 business complaints and nearly 5,000 scam reports were reported to the BBB in 2018 just from military consumers. Of course, consumers overall, it's much, much higher than that. And so, again, we were looking to compare those stats and see what the risks were, especially for military consumers and where they were different. And ultimately, what we found was that the business complaints and scam records that we received from military consumers were really reflective of the unique challenges faced by life in the military. So military consumers filed more complaints about securing and maintaining their homes, moving, and purchases related to relocation than the general population. And military consumers also reported losing more money when falling victim to a scam. The median loss was 32% higher than consumers overall and was especially higher for the number one riskiest scams, which was employment scams in 2018. Also high on that list was home improvement scams, especially among older military consumers, signaling a need to really better connect military consumers with trustworthy home contractors and home improvement professionals. And then for younger military consumers, online purchase scams were really, really high. So I think these findings really reinforce the need to focus on marketplace education, including how to find trustworthy businesses and make smart purchasing decisions at all stages of the military life cycle.
My contribution to the report was my life experience. I served for 35 years in the Air Force, and before that, I grew up in the Air Force. My father was a military member. So all I've really ever known is the life of a military person. And when I looked at the data that BBB had extracted from its larger database of all Americans that face these problems, I could easily see how demographically there were links between the arc of a military career from the time someone comes into the military to the time a person transitions from the military that fit within each of these threats. So, for example, when a person comes into the military, typically relatively young, their focus is on things like buying a car. And sure yeah. enough, a lot of the data that that we discovered focused on the younger people had to do with car dealers, car warranties, car yeah. repair, and those sorts of things. Transitioning out of the military at the end of one's career, no matter how long that is, your main concern is, what am I going to do next? What kind of job am I going to have when I leave? And so, again, when we looked at the data, those people who were transitioning out tended to fit within the groups of people who complained most about employment scams. And so you can see by looking at a military career, mine as an example, that the data that was collected through all the BBBs indicates that our military members are most vulnerable at various points in their career based upon what their focuses are.
Sure, sure. That makes a lot of sense. And why do you both think scammers target the men and women serving in our military and veterans. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, again, going back to my experience, which also includes dealing with a lot of the problems that many of our airmen had in the area of financial responsibility, there are a number of issues. First, our military members get a steady paycheck. And for many of them, it's the first time in their lives when they join the military that they actually get a steady paycheck. Well, they're prime targets because they have money. They're young, typically. They are trusting. When they come into the military, one of the first things they are taught is how to trust the institution that they are part of. And I think a lot of them transfer that trust to the local community.
Sure.
I think that's exactly it. Trust is so important in the military, and it's terrible, but scammers prey on that trust. And so when we look at scams in the BBB, we look at three different factors. So there's the number of reports about a particular scam, the likelihood of losing money, which we call susceptibility, and then the median dollars lost. And while military consumers aren't necessarily more susceptible overall, according to our data, they lose so much more when they fall victim to a scam. And I do think definitely part of that is the steady, reliable income. And I also think it really just boils down to trust. If you trust a home contractor, if you trust an online retailer, and you know that the money that you're putting in is going to get you the product or service, absolutely, you're going to give over your money, and it might be in larger amount than if you were hesitant or slightly distrustful of the person that you're working with. You maybe wouldn't go in $10,000 to a home improvement project. You might use that person for a slightly smaller purchase. So it's really, really important that military consumers do their homework.
Absolutely.
Let me add one other thought. It goes back to trust, and that is in almost all cases, our military members are serving in places where they didn't grow up.
Sure.
And so a lot of them are new to the communities they are living in and working in, and they don't know the businesses that they're dealing with. And so because they don't know them, they don't trust them, and they often go to businesses that don't treat them fairly.
Sure. Well, we're going to get to that in a second, exactly how service members and their families can find trustworthy businesses, because that is such a huge point. Before we get there, let's talk about what other protections and resources are out there for service members.
Well, from our perspective, military banks, we think that military banks are a great resource. Our military banks are all FDIC insured. They are all regulated by either state or federal agencies, and they all provide trusted, reliable, and regulated financial services and education. When a military bank is on a military installation, they undertake the additional responsibilities of providing financial education not just to their customers but to everyone on the military installation. And so we believe that a military bank should be one of the first recourses for military members who face financial issues.
Yeah, great. Thank you for that. And so, Melissa, tell us about how service members and their families can find trustworthy businesses.
Sure. It's so important that you do your homework, especially when you're interacting with a business for the very first time. And it's so tempting in the heat of the moment to just, if there's someone that shows up at your door and says that they're willing to pave your driveway today, oh my goodness, I've been meaning to do that for months. But there are consequences to that. There are consequences to just clicking on an ad that you see for a cheap pair of sunglasses and just buying it right there. And it's not just your money that you're losing in that transaction. It's also then your personal information or your banking account information. So you really want to be careful. Look for businesses that have great online ratings and reviews. Look for businesses that are properly licensed and insured, and businesses that are transparent about what you're going to get for your money and who to contact if there's ever a problem.
Absolutely. So knowledge, informing yourself, and then being empowered, all of that is huge. And then, you know, what can businesses do to be more trustworthy? What advice do you have there?
The Better Business Bureau really strives to help business owners build trust with their consumers. And you can find a lot of great research reports that we've done and other resources for small businesses at bbb.org/smallbusiness. Two really valuable research reports I would highly recommend are the Trust Sentiment Index and the Five Gestures of Trust. One of the best ways for businesses to be able to build trust with their customers is to have a good reputation, one that's rooted in strong character values, including honesty, integrity, and ethics, because you can't underestimate the value of word of mouth and having a really strong reputation for ethics in your community.
Sure. Thanks for sharing that. Steve, what about banks? What can they do to be more trustworthy or get that out there?
Well, we obviously, banks, again, being regulated by either state or federal governments, are required to perform their services in a trustworthy manner. I would recommend that businesses that aren't regulated similarly to banks, learn more about the military in the conduct of their business. I think the more that they know about the military, and conversely, the more that the military knows about them, it provides a basis for building that trust that Melissa just talked about. I would also recommend that any bank that wants to serve the military and any business that wants to serve the military know the laws that that apply to consumer relations with the military. There is a body of law that Congress has established to protect the military consumer that businesses and banks need to be aware of. For example, the Military Lending Act is a relatively recent law that Congress passed that defines the circumstances under which any financial institution or business can loan money to the military. It sets certain parameters on interest rates and things like that. The Service Member Civil Relief Act is often a law that applies to landlord-tenant relationships and other business relationships that sets very clear guidelines and requirements for businesses that do transactions with the military. So understand the body of law that is built up to protect the military consumer, and the military would do well to understand those laws too, so that they know their rights when it comes to dealing with businesses.
Sure, especially as new laws are passed. It's so important. This has been really great. I feel like we could continue to talk. This is a great conversation. I know you shared some websites, but where can our listeners go to find out more? Can you share them again?
Sure. So you can download a full copy of the report at bbb.org/militaryreport, all one word, or at our main BBB military line page, which is bbb.org/military. And again, I'd also suggest subscribing to our monthly e-newsletter for military consumers, which you can do from either one of those websites. So bbb.org/military or bbb.org/militaryreport.
Excellent.
And anyone who wants to find a military bank can come to our website, ambahq.org. And we've got lists and locations of all of our banks nationwide.
Excellent. Well, if you are listening right now and you are not a military member, but you know someone that is, please share this podcast with them and share this information. Melissa and Steve, I want to thank you so much for being here today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having us.
Sure. We also want to thank you, our listeners, and we ask you to give us your feedback. Go ahead and rate us on iTunes. And again, share these episodes to help inspire others. I'm Elena Spinola, host of the Bistro Podcast. Until next time, it has been my pleasure discussing better business and military consumer protection with you.
You just enjoyed the Bistro Podcast. Be sure to tune in next time for a brand new episode. To learn more about our other shows, visit betterbusiness.blueberry.com. That's betterbusiness.blueberry.com. Follow us on Twitter at @BBB_NTLprograms. Send your comments and ideas to podcast@bbbnp.org. The thoughts and opinions expressed on this podcast are the views and opinions of the guest, not those of the BBB National Programs or its affiliates. This podcast is for information and educational purposes only and is copyrighted with all rights reserved. This podcast is protected by Blueberry's Terms of Service.